Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Sofia Correia, and I'm the one from outside here. I'm from Portugal, from Porto, in the north of Portugal, and I'm a PhD student in public health at the Institute of Public Health from the University of Porto and the medical school. And the work I will present here today is an analysis on the effect of neighborhood socioeconomic context in prenatal care and pregnancy outcomes in women delivering in Portugal. I have no financial relationships to disclose. And as it has been reported and told and talked in the previous presentations, the socioeconomic disparities and inequalities in pregnancy outcomes, such as preterm birth and low birth weight, are well recognized and are recognized for ages. And yet, the individual characteristics that have not been able to fully explain these disparities, and these disparities remain in time and different contexts. And in the framework of the study of the social determinants of health, the different levels of social determinants of health, the effect of the neighborhood context has been evaluated, and because of the influence of the neighborhood context on the acquisition of health behaviors during pregnancy, on psychosocial factors such as stress related to violence, and also the networking and the social support from these communities. And social environment of the neighborhood context is one of the features that has been related with birth outcomes. But most of the research has been conducted here in the United States, and also to explain or trying to explain racial disparities in these outcomes. But the influence of the neighborhood context is particularly setting specific and may be different in the other settings. And Portugal is a particularly interesting setting on the evaluation and the research on social determinants of health because of the major change in the last 50 years. And in the 1960s, we were one of the countries with the highest rates in infant mortality, and there was a huge decrease that was also followed and paralleled with major social improvements in the individuals' lives. And in the late 70s, the Portuguese National Health Service was launched, and relating to pregnancy, pregnant women are entitled to free and universal prenatal care. And the access to prenatal care has increased also in the last decades, and currently more than 90% or 90% around 90% of pregnant women have adequate care. However, despite the decrease in the mortality indicators, we are facing and we are still observing an increase in preterm and in low birth weight rates. And thus, in this context, we aim to evaluate the effect of the neighborhoods context, the neighborhood clustering, and the respective socioeconomic characteristics on late prenatal care use and on adverse pregnancy outcomes. And the main questions here were if two women with similar individual profiles but living in different places have the same probability of these outcomes, and if they have not, if the socioeconomic context of the place that they live explain this variability. And so for that we use Generation 21 Birth Cohort, that is the birth cohort assembled in Porto, in north of Portugal here, and includes women from all these urban regions around Porto. And it's an area of about 1 million inhabitants. And these newborns, these 8,600 newborns, were recruited after birth, immediately after birth in the maternity unit, and mothers provided data in face-to-face interviews during that maternity stay. But to characterize the neighborhood socioeconomic class, the upper level, we used the aggregate data from the Portuguese census that collects administrative data in these different at different levels, and we used two levels of the aggregation: the city block. City block is characterized by about of 150 households, and the city block groups a larger administrative area. And to characterize socioeconomic conditions of the neighborhood, we considered the age dimensions of age composition, education, and housing characteristics. And for that, we tested several indicators, and we achieved a final set of indicators of the like the proportion of young and old individuals, of illiterate and highly educated individuals, of unemployed, and regarding the housing characteristics of rented households, small households, and old buildings. And using a latent class statistical analysis, we achieved, finally achieved a variable that with three categories that we defined as low, intermediate, and high socioeconomic class from the neighborhood. Our outcomes and our individual outcomes were, as I said before, late prenatal care. If the mother reported the first prenatal care visit after 12 gestational weeks, preterm birth if before 37 gestational weeks, and small first gestational age babies, the ones with a birth weight below the 10th percentile for specific for gestational age and sex. And we also used some other individual covariates, maternal individual covariates, such as age, education, marital status, working condition, income, parity, pregnancy planning, and also smoking before pregnancy. And we tested several other that were not further included in the models. These are the maternal characteristics according to the neighborhood socioeconomic class. And as you can see, for example, for the neighborhoods, the low socioeconomic neighborhoods, we found that women living in these areas were younger, were less educated when compared to the others, were more likely to have lower incomes, to be single, unemployed, and they were also more likely to be primipare, but the difference were not significant, and less likely to plan pregnancy, and they were also more likely to be smokers. And when we looked to our outcomes, we found that women living in more deprived neighborhoods were presented or reported more often late prenatal care. 15% of women entered late in care when compared to women in the intermediate and high socioeconomic classes, but no differences were found in preterm or small first gestational age babies. So we did we fitted multi-level logistic regression analysis to answer those questions that I told you in the beginning. If women living in the different places have the same probability of the outcomes, and if not, if these differences are explained by the socioeconomic conditions of the neighborhood. And this heterogeneity was measured using different indicators, the variance partition coefficient, as the percentage change variance explained by the neighborhood, and also in the logistic regression multi-level models, the median odds ratio is also a measure that allows comparability, and it is read as an odds ratio, and it's the median odds ratio between places with a higher probability of the outcome and those with a lower probability. And first we did the analysis using city blocks as the aggregation level, the smallest regions, but we have a very small number of participants in these regions. And we found that we did not found variability, neighborhood to neighborhood variability in preterm and small for gestational age, but we found for late prenatal care. And this means, for example, like 38% of the variability that we found between neighbors was explained and independent of the individual characteristics were explained by differences in the regions. But then, because of the small numbers of participants, we used largest regions, and we used the city block groups. Although the number of participants is not so high either. And then here in the empty models is represented the neighborhood to neighborhood variability, just that. And then we adjusted for confounders and the characteristics that try to minimize the self-selection for the neighborhoods, such as maternal age, education, and other characteristics. And in the third model, if variability exists, we included the random the random effect of the socioeconomic characteristics of the neighborhood. And for the birth outcomes of preterm and small for gestational age, we still did not find any differences or very small differences between neighborhoods. And we found a smaller variation of variability between neighborhoods for late prenatal care, and 6% of the heterogeneity was explained, the unexplained heterogeneity was explained by the neighborhood, but these differences were explained by the individual characteristics of the women, and were no longer significant when we adjusted for the individual characteristics. So, in this setting, in this urban region in the north of Portugal, we found an effect, an area level effect on late prenatal care use, but was explained by individual characteristics, and no effect was found regarding pregnancy outcomes. And we also observed that despite the higher number of blocks, and I did not mention that, but we considered in the first analysis of the smallest region, we were considering around 6,000 blocks, and then in the city block groups, we considered around 1,200 blocks. So even for a large amount of regions evaluated, the small number of participants, of individuals that are evaluated in these areas, have important implications on the observed effect. So that's it. Thank you very much.